This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right. Good morning, folks, and welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me is half asleep, Mr. Paul Collins.
I'm awake.
Drink that triple shot.
Yep. It's kicking in.
With your water.
Yep.
It'll make it flow through your veins quicker, quaggly. Anyway, all good stuff. All right, folks, we appreciate you joining us here this morning. We're talking about your vehicle in hot temperatures, and boy, it's getting ready to cook out here. It's getting warmer. But it's warm across the nation. My dad said it's smoking hot in Ohio right now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, sure. The humidity is like 98% too. So walk outside and you sweat. I don't know. You sweat badly.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. It's very, very humid.
Humid.
But yes, heat can be tough on your vehicle if you don't have it serviced and take care of it properly.
Especially when you're running the AC.
Yep. So we're gonna talk about that a little bit. Well, I don't know. My car is much happier running the AC, and so am I sitting inside of it.
Yeah, it's even harder on the car.
You think so?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. It is definitely harder on the car.
But it's designed to function that way, but.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Especially today's cars. Yeah. It used to be a lot harder on older cars before, yeah, for sure. But there's several things you can do that we're going to discuss and go over that will help your vehicle. First, I need to, I'm going to apologize to Carol. I guess she called Ken, my manager in El Cajon, and they're very avid Padre supporters. And she thought that I was making fun of the Padres last week or something, or picking on them. Mm. I really am not. I like the Padres. Matter of fact, I don't know if anybody remembered or if I mentioned it, but my good friend, I have neighbors that live up the street from me that are good friends of mine, Callie and Ron. And my good friend and Callie, she was actually married to a pitcher of the Padres, mm-hmm, and has two kid children, had yeah, two children with him. He's passed. She's older. She loves the Padres, and I pick on her all the time,
yeah,
too. But we do have discussions about, which is the same discussion that I had last week about them, and although this isn't sports radio, but we'll, was that they could be such a great team. I mean, they are a good team, but you're going to laugh.
But no, I'm just going
to. No, but what I was going to say, it's just like, us and Brendan were just talking about this, like, and the reason I say that is like they beat the hardest teams when they play against them. And then something goes wrong and they get beat by some of the worst teams. So I just don't understand the concept there. Yeah. But whichever. I, too, am a Padres supporter. So I didn't mean to offend anybody. And yes, I do like them. And I'm glad they are our team here in San Diego.
So I like going to Padres.
I apologize if anybody took the comments that I made wrongly. That was not my intention. So just is what it is.
Yeah.
So there. I apologize if you think I was bashing on the Padres, because I was not. Not like I do on electric vehicles. Not at all.
Not Teslas.
No. Yeah. I have a total dislike for those. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. So does Brendan.
I know. Yeah.
Severely.
Yeah.
Not allowed to say the T word. But anyway, I'm not picking on the Padres. I'm not. And I just, my wish for them is that they do amazing and they beat every team. That'd be super great.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you what, we definitely have the most beautiful ballpark in all of all the country.
Yeah.
And I know this because I've been there, and it's super beautiful. But Callie tells me every day, too, when I talk to her. So she's good about that. But the truth is, we do. It's a super beautiful ballpark, man, that they built for us. So good stuff there, all in all. All right, back to cars. 1-888-344-1170. 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we will talk to you about it now that we're done talking about Padres for today. And like I said, we are talking about your vehicle and hot temperatures. Any fun broken car stuff this week?
Yeah, lots of them.
You've been hanging out in Miramar store.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. It's the amount of Hyundai engines that are failing is crazy to me. I mean, we're an independent, you know.
I almost own a fleet of them now.
It was 5 blown engine Hyundais
this week.
You know, at Miramar. I mean, you know, some of them are gone, but
I mean, some of them were high mileage though, right? That the cars almost weren't worth.
Yeah, some of them are high mileage, you know. But some of them are not that much, yeah. You know. But of course, you know, I don't know their history, if they ran low or anything. But it is kind of crazy to have.
Yeah, we have that 2019. The company owns it. They ended up with that 2019 Hyundai Tucson.
Yeah,
it has 65,000 miles on it. And it threw a rod.
Yeah.
So free engine.
Yeah, and then one thing I've seen a lot, you know, because if you do the smogs, and that's just kind of a quick thing, and I always just glance at the oil change sticker. I see so many cars, and not to pick on the younger generation, but they're like 20,000 miles overdue on their oil change.
What?
I saw like 4 cars this week, like over 10,000 miles. One was 10, one was like 16,000.
You made me choke, man.
16,000.
16,000?
Yeah, over. I go, hey, you should really get an oil change. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll do that. No, you don't understand. I don't know how your car's running right now.
Well, and so just to be clear, the oil gets super thin when it's like that, and it's dirty, and then it goes by the rings and it burns it, and then pretty soon there's no oil in the motor.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So it might be the consumer's fault that a lot of these engines are dying. I'm sure. Is what we're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it not. Yeah.
So lack of knowledge and lack of maintenance, apparently.
Yeah. That, yeah, in my small little window, the couple of days of Miramar.
Yeah. But, well.
And then.
You know what else we see? Folks, when you bring your car in and we diagnose it and it's something really bad and we tell you about it, please don't get mad at us. We didn't break your car.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes people are like, I don't like that. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Okay. We stick to the truth. And this is the truth. This is what's wrong with your car. And if you don't like it, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, sometimes I'm the good news guy. Oh, yeah. It's just a simple this. Yeah,
that too. You know, that does
sometimes
happen.
Sometimes I'm the bad news guy. It happens.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what's for sure is this is the honest truth, what's wrong with your car, and we didn't break it.
Yes. Yeah.
You broke it yourself. You drove it. You didn't change oil for 16,000 miles. Don't blame me.
Yeah.
So anyway, But Paul is right, and I was making a little humor of that. But in all honesty, we see a lot of cars overdue for service.
Yeah.
And I think, it's something that's, I don't think it's just young people, but I think it's something that's going on right now with what we're seeing with, like, this year, the economy, the kind of the way it is. People are, like, trying to avoid spending money on something they don't have to. Now, when your car's broken and you can't drive it anymore, guess what? You got to fix it, right? Or get another one. You got to do something. Got to have a car. But, very, very interesting. I feel like people are putting things off longer just trying to save money. You know, like, I should do an oil change, but the car's still running, so therefore, I don't need to do an oil change.
Yeah.
If you're not going to change your oil, at least check your oil regularly and add to it when it's low. That will help prevent you from needing a motor anytime soon.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. But that if you go, I've told this story before. I met a guy one time when I was a young guy. Before I started the West Automotive Group, I was working at an independent shop here in San Diego. And this guy bragged about it. He's like, I never change the engine on my car. I just add oil to it whenever. And a month later, here comes the car being towed in, right? And the motors.
Yeah.
Pull the valve cover off. Dude, the sludge, like, had encompassed everything. You know how that hardened black sludge, like, it's like paraffin solidification going on there or whatever it is.
Gelatin going on.
The only areas inside there were where the rocker arms went up and down and stuff. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, stuff was moving. Motor was destroyed.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even rebuild this motor. It's so destroyed.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yep.
Yep. So, you obviously buy cars and you have throwaway motors, apparently.
Yeah.
In that case. But yeah, so that's how you destroy a motor.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying don't change your oil, because if you can, you should. 5,000 miles is a great place to make sure you change your oil.
Yeah, definitely. 5,000.
You know, my truck's got 40,000 miles on. You can pull the valve cover off. It looks like the day the motor was new, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Good oil, that such as we use, and 5,000 miles.
Yeah, do it before the maintenance light.
Yep. Your life will be much better. So,
yeah.
Right, Brendan? See, he's lost. He lost his microphone.
Correctamundo.
Correctamundo.
Yeah, I found him.
We didn't know if you were sleeping over there or not. We were just checking in on you.
Sort of.
You're taking a nap?
Sort of taking a nap. Sorry about that. I was just not paying attention. Sorry. Yeah, I had my coffee.
Oh,
yeah.
You had some coffee?
No, I did not yet.
Oh, that's well, what I'm really sorry about that.
Okay. Let me know. I would have brought you a triple shot.
Oh.
Yes. See, there you go. You could have, Brendan. You could have said something. Anyway, you're okay. Go back in the break room, make you some coffee. You'll be just fine. Okay,
thank you.
Enjoy yourself. All right. Oh, we have somebody on the line. You were talking so long, I didn't realize. So anyway, we'll take our first break here real quick. 1-888-344-1170, 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on the Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. Bodie, hang on. We'll be right back after these messages, and we'll grab ya.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right. Welcome back to Auto Talk Radio, 1-888-344-1170. Hey, I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up there in North County for, holy smokes, over 30 years.
Only.
Paul was a young guy back then.
Yeah, now I'm old.
Now I'm old. Join the club. West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved out there in East County, taking care of folks for a good, well over 10 years. And a while ago, we put that one together, too. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, right in central San Diego, 8027 Balboa Avenue. AAA approved, smog certified, taking care of folks over there for like over 6 years. Yeah, wow. And, of course, West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road, Eastgate Mall, right in the middle of the Golden Triangle here. AAA approved and STAR certified for smog over 5 years. And that's hard to, you know, just amazing, like it's 5 years ago, right?
Yeah,
that's a what? It's a bit of time, you know, taking care of folks over there. And of course, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, taking care of folks over there for over a year now, doing great things. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and my employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We truly believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle serviced or repair and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about. The West Automotive Group is proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit also. And you can also stop in, and we recommend it. Take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis, drivability diagnosis, or diagnosis for any concerns on your vehicle with our master technicians, which does eliminate unwanted parts replacement. I say this a lot when I talk to people, and that is the best money you'll ever spend is on a qualified technician to diagnose your vehicle properly. That's for sure. So get in, get your vehicle diagnosed by us properly, save yourself some money. We do offer shuttle rides to or from work or home, and we work with partners around us for low-cost rental vehicles at all five locations. You can go jump on westautomotivegroup.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. That's westautomotivegroup.com. You can also check out my Automan segments there. You can click right on them and take you right to our YouTube channel where I post all those. Matter of fact, this last Thursday, just recorded another 13 of those bad boys.
Nice.
The Kearney Mason. Well, I got to get up really early to do it. We start at 6 a.m. when we record those. So we use the shop in Kearney Mesa, and that way we're done by the time the guys show up to start working. So, and also noise. It's hard to make technicians not make noise.
Yeah, they like making noise.
They like making noise. So that's what they do. But it's very interesting there, too. We start early to also to avoid the airplanes flying from
that's true.
Yeah. So
it's a little better than Miramar, but yeah.
Well, those are jets in Miramar. that's crazy. But yeah, you can check out our Automan segments. They're all posted there on our YouTube channel. Or you can check them out on the news, the CW on Friday morning and Friday evening news. They run them. And Fox 5, they run them on Wednesday mid-morning news. So you can check those out on Fox News or the CW, where I'm the Automan for both stations. You can also click on Auto Talk Radio. We have where we post all of our web page and post all the podcasts after they're done, or turn them into podcasts. They're live right now.
Yeah.
As I'm although Paul doesn't look alive. He looks half asleep, but that's okay. Brendan's over there nodding off too. Man, you guys got to wake up. It's going to be jumping jack time here in a minute.
Yeah, it's early.
I was just looking up the CDK story that we were talking about off the air.
I didn't Google it. Is there a lot of information on it?
I'll hold on to it.
Yeah,
sorry.
No. That's fine. We're going to talk about that in just a second. That's great. Yeah, Auto Talk Radio. And you can also pick up our podcast anytime from Apple Podcasts, Google, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn. All good stuff. But this, or you can email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. So anyway, just go to westautomotivegroup.com. You can make appointments, see all about us, and learn all great stuff. Okay, real quick here, though. Now let's...
Okay, well, how would you guys explain a CDK real quick?
Hey, I don't know what happened, but I can't hear my...
What? Your microphone just came off.
Yeah, it did come off.
Oh, let me go check the cord super quick. Pass him your mic, Paul.
Okay, I'm back.
Oh.
It's unplugged. Gosh, what's going on over here in the studio?
I don't know how I got unplugged for a second there. I'm just kidding.
I couldn't hear me.
Yeah.
That was scary. I was like, is your voice missing too still?
No, I can hear it.
Oh, you can now? Hello.
No, I can hear you.
I don't know what's going on over there in the studio.
Yeah, his
things are unplugging.
Cord got loose there, I guess.
Don't know why.
It's not supposed to happen.
And those garden guys and their pranks.
That's probably what they did. Yeah, messing with the auto guys. Hey, garden guys, I fix things for a living. See how quick we got back on the air? See how quick we got back on the air? There's a funny story to that, too. But anyway, hey, bring up the story you're talking about.
Yeah, so CDK, how would you go explain it?
We were talking about this during the break. The car dealers... Well, people write software for everything. Several manufacturers and dealers use this for parts inventory, lookup and verification, service department, all that stuff, right? So what happened? I don't know. Something happened to their software, you said.
Well, yeah, I was calling a couple of dealerships trying to find parts.
Sourcing parts.
Three of them were completely down. They were doing it the old-fashioned way. They couldn't, you know, normally if one dealer didn't have a part, they could run a locate and, it's in Kearney Mesa.
I guarantee you they don't have a backup card file system. You don't even know what that is.
Because in
the day, everything was a card file for parts, bin, locator, et cetera. And you'd look, the parts guys would, you call in on the phone and they pull out this thing and they'd roll. And then after that was Microfish. Do you remember that at all?
No.
Do you know what Microfish is?
No, I don't
know. You don't know what it is?
Yeah.
So there's a big reader thing. And you'd pull out, and you know how on the computer it has a parts and numbers and arrows going to each part, like in the list of parts on the side?
You mean
like
a diagram?
Yeah, if we look it up, So it was on a thing called Microfish that had to go under, and it was a big light, and so they'd pull out different Microfish. So, this is the engine Microfish. So you'd look at it.
And it would go on a screen?
It highlighted on a screen, like light shine through it.
I remember that in the library when I was like a kid.
Kind of same idea. Yeah. So that's how they used to look up parts.
Oh, wow.
Well, they didn't have computers.
Yeah.
Now everything's a computer now at this point.
Well, you guys never lived through that era.
No.
The minute you started working, there was computers being used in every place.
Yeah. Right? When I first worked at the dealer, we had like a DOS system. We still computers, but it was super old.
Clack, clack, clack.
And the
green screen.
Yeah, it was a green screen. It was super quick because I knew all the prompts by heart. It was fast and never went down.
You know what was great about that system? It never went down.
Yeah.
Never crashed, right?
Yeah. And I used to...
DOS was amazing.
Yeah. And even Mitchell, because I I know everything about that program. Mm-hmm. I can go so fast. Uh-huh. I can go too fast to make the screen, you know, Mitchell kind of lock up. But the DOS one, I could just punch those F12 keys and that thing would be flying.
So anyway, this CDK software is a software company that writes software for all the dealers, the inventory and all that.
Yeah.
And it's down.
It's down.
They're having a problem. It actually got hacked, didn't it?
Cyber attack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not good. That's the only problem with computers these days.
Yeah.
Yep, you get cyber attacked. Whoever's cyber attacking the parts departments, please stop. It makes it difficult for us to fix cars and makes it difficult for them to find parts. Yeah, okay?
I really needed some calipers, and he did not make it fun for me.
Whoever did that, you did not make it fun. Yeah. Russian disinformation, I'm sure. Paul, you're going to get slapped down with a Russian disinformation suit.
Probably.
So good news is they were able to locate close to where the group is. That hacked it in the system. It's the Eastern Europe. They live in Eastern European. They announced so far. That's the information.
There's no way that's Russia.
Yeah. So
yes, it is. I don't know if you looked at a globe lately.
And then they're also saying they would like $10 million in order to let go of the hack. So far, they've said as well. Those hackers have put a ransom on for $10 million.
I used to hate using that system.
Did you?
Yeah, when I worked at the dealer, that's kind of weird.
It'd be funny if they just said like, "Oh, we're switching to a new one. You keep that system."
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Yeah.
Bad news is too is that there's no real solution yet. The CDK company has announced that there's nothing. They're still investigating, and there's no timetable to the fix yet.
To fixing it,
yeah. That stinks.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
They almost got to like. Well, the thing is, if you pay,
you better call back the old guys at the dealer and grab up the microfiche and let's get back to it, man.
Yeah, that's right. Dust it off in the attic.
Dust it off. Let's get back to it for sure. Anyway, well, there you go. See, even in the automotive world, we have hacker problems.
Yeah,
it does happen. Well, it happens to everybody, man. And yeah, I'll tell you what, they create a lot of havoc doing that stuff, huh? Yeah, I mean, we're having this thing, the dealers going through all that stuff where they're having all those problems. So, and hopefully CDK doesn't do inventory of cars when they take them in there to have them. You take it in there to have it serviced. Well, we kind of lost your Subaru.
Yeah.
We don't know where it went.
And luckily, they still do tags. Like,
we're pretty sure it got shipped to Russia.
Yeah. We did the wrong recall.
Exactly. Exactly. So, all right. Well, you know. Hopefully it didn't affect the fact that because we have a Kia in for a warranty catalytic converter that's under warranty.
Oh, yeah. That could be why it took 3 days to get that part.
That was funny. I won't talk about that too much. When the guy, he called me and he says, we sent it there to be warrantied. Yeah. I mean, we already knew the cat efficiency had failed. We checked it, diagnosed it, checking the lights on, tested it. So they called me from Kia and they're like, okay. Well, this is under warranty. I was like, okay. And I said, when can you get the part? When's it coming? You know, and he's like, well, it's coming out of our LA Depot. So it should happen in 3 days. I'm like, we order parts from your LA Depot all the time. And it comes in 1 day. I said, are you walking it down?
Yeah.
And he laughed. He said, no. I said, I understand, man. I said, you're talking about getting it done and all that. Yeah. Okay, we're good. No worries. Get it done. We're fine. So
he was padding the time.
Yeah.
He didn't have time to get it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I'm pretty sure that's what he was doing. Yeah. I don't know what he was doing. But anyway, regardless, they still got to get, you got to work on it and all that. You got to work it in and stuff. Yep. So, you know, I do feel I'm special, but I'm not special enough to go to the head of the line, apparently. So that's not what we're doing. So anyway, all right, let's see what Bodie's got going. What do you got going, Bodie?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
So back in the old days, you know, you had different religions and spiritual groups had restaurants up in L.A.
Okay.
So a couple of friends of
I'll
mine.
I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Well, they had the Sikh had one, and the Hare Krishnas had a restaurant, and the Buddhists had a restaurant. So... my brother and I and our girlfriends, we went out for a Buddhist kind of Indian meal. So the guy brings the check on a little tray, and I put like $80 down. He comes back with the receipt, and I look, and my brother said, "What's wrong?" I said, "The guy forgot my change." So I called the gentleman over and I said, sir, the member's a Buddhist. I said, sir, I said, my change. And he looked at me, looked up at the heavens, and he goes, ah, oh, yes, young man, change comes from within.
I was going to say $80 at a Buddha restaurant sounds really expensive.
Well, I liked his response.
Yeah. You didn't get your change, did you?
No. It came from within.
It had to come from within. There you go. Still waiting, aren't you?
I'm still waiting.
Still waiting.
So now back to the cars. Well, the other thing is I talked to your guy named Donnie. Is that right?
Johnny.
Oh, Johnny.
Up in, you're talking about in the Oceanside location?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Johnny. Johnny, yeah.
That guy's sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Very sharp. Kudos and compliments.
I will let him know that you said that for sure.
Yeah. Okay, question for you is on my, I've asked you before, you can just ignore me, is on a 1990 CRV Honda, my cat got stolen a bunch of months ago, mm-hmm. and I got smog coming up. I know it's got to have a cat for smog.
You think?
You think? So the question is, last year or 2 years ago, I barely passed smog.
Mm-hmm.
I remember talking to someone.
This is a 99, you said, right?
Correct.
Okay, so it does have to go through the emissions testing, yes, sir.
Yeah. So if I fail, how much do I have to spend that they'll give me a release? You know,
I think it's $700 now, something like that. I'd have to look to be exact. Might be $650, something like that. I don't know.
Okay.
But let me ask you this: what did it fail for almost? You said it almost failed last time. What did I mean? Was it NOx? Was it CO, HC? What did it fail for?
Oh, I'll get the paperwork.
Because I'm going to tell you this: if it was like NOx, now you put a brand new catalytic converter on it, it's probably going to pass. It probably won't have a problem.
Yeah, that or those EGR ports are common.
They get plugged up on those things,
and it raises the NOx.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You might have. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh yeah. Well, my car smokes on occasion.
Well, which would it's burning a little bit of oil, probably.
Yeah.
But that also helps plug up the EGR ports even worse when they're burning oil, carbons up and stuff.
So should I get new EGR valve?
No.
Well, no, that's really don't do it. What happens is you got to pull the EGR valve off, and you got to snake and clean all the passages in the head that allow the exhaust gas to flow back into the combustion chamber.
Yeah, I mean, you need a cat anyways. Might as well get a cat.
Yeah, you got to do
get
that.
Get it smogged and then see where it's at.
Well, visually, it's going to fail without a cat. Visually, that's that's an automatic fail.
Yeah,
so.
Probably, yeah.
Right.
So you're going to have to, and make sure, obviously, you get a CARB, which is California Air Resources Board, approved cat for that, which goes by the engine family number. There probably is some aftermarket cats available for
Universal.
That are approved, which are going to save you money over an OEM style cat for that car because of the age of it. Yeah. So So there are usually catalytic converters that you can, as long as there's one for that's Air Resources Board approved, but there should be aftermarket wise. And that'll be way cheaper than trying to find an OEM. And no, you can't get a used one.
No, they're gone.
No, they don't. It's illegal in California to sell used catalytic converters.
Oh
yeah, you can't even buy one. So wrecking yards won't sell them. They cut them off and they send them people that recycle converters. There's a lot of precious metal inside those, so they take it all out and they recycle them. Is what they do.
Right.
That's why everybody was stealing Prius cats because not everybody. I mean, I never did, but but that's why they were stealing Prius cats. Is they were easy to get off the car, and those people were selling them to the people that recycle them, and that's what the whole reason people were stealing them is they were paying good money for them because of the precious metals in them. The value of them of that stuff is down now, though, way down. Some of those cats, they were paying $100 to $200 for used. Now they're down to like $25.
Oh.
So that's why you watched that. You see the theft of catalytic converters now has dropped off again.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of work for to steal that stuff for such a small amount of money.
Huh.
Which works out good. That way people stop stealing your converter.
Now, if it comes that I need a new motor, just ballpark figure, how much to rebuild the motor in this car? $2,000 to $3,000
No, higher.
Not anymore.
Higher. You'll spend $8,000 to $10,000.
Nobody really rebuilds them anymore.
Yeah, nobody rebuilds. You got to find a remanufactured motor usually, and that, yeah. So as far as that goes, I mean, you could. We do the top end sometimes. You do a head, but if you need a bottom end, yeah, we don't. You usually remanufactured. You know, completely. That's the best quality that you get. So you replace the whole engine. I mean, but by the time you put it in and all that stuff, yeah. So that's why sometimes even some of these later model Kias, they get up over 150,000 miles and they're out of warranty and they're not covered by the engine campaign. They blow up a motor. It's not worth putting a motor in. I mean, it's $10,000 to put a motor in one of them, you know, if you put a remand in. So it's expensive. So if a car with 175,000 miles on it, that's 10 years old, you know, and it blows up a motor, yeah, sometimes it's not worth it, you know?
Yeah. So you're saying I may be able to find a remanufactured one?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, for that car, for sure. But, if you find somebody that wants to rebuild it, it's kind of old school, you could rebuild that motor, but you got to take it all apart. The block's got to go to the machine shop. They got to bore it, hone it, do everything, do the valves, do all that. Got to put the pistons back in, you know, new rings, all that stuff, and Then I mean, you could do that, or you could do it yourself if you wanted.
Oh no.
No.
Would it be cheaper to go to Mexico and get it rebuilt?
Well, if you don't mind it smoking or whatever. No, I'm just kidding.
Is that a tortilla?
If you found the right place to do it, it would be cheaper. Yes, it worked fine and all that. Yeah, so I'm not going to condone that because I don't really know where there. We don't have AAA approved shops in Mexico or any place in Tijuana, so I don't really. Who would I send you to do that? I have no idea.
Well, there's got to be a Honda dealer in TJ.
I'm sure there is.
But you got to be very careful about that. So things like you go to Mexico, you'll notice their cars are all different than ours. A lot of them that are imported there. The American ones that are there are ones that were taken across the border and got there somehow. But all in all, some of their stuff, like the Toyota Hilux, their pickup truck is a Toyota Hilux. We couldn't even get parts for that truck here that I know of. You might be able to if you special ordered them or something. But
the VINs don't work.
The VINs don't cross.
Yeah, we call the VIN in if it's a Mexico car and they're like, what is it?
Yeah, they don't. It doesn't cross in our system. It's kind of weird like that, or the dealer system. So because those cars weren't manufactured for here, which makes it very unique, actually.
Trying to
get parts for them and things like that. So the same thing can happen if your car down there or something like that. I'm sure somehow they probably come across the border, order stuff and do it or whatever. But I don't think a dealer, if you took it to a Honda dealer there, they probably wouldn't work on that car. They'd probably tell you like we just had a Mexican car here, remember? And the VIN didn't cross at the Miramar store.
Yeah, that was a weird
little car.
Yeah, I forgot what
they,
it was.
They don't even make them for the U.S.
Yeah, it was a Mitsubishi something.
Yeah, something. Yeah, they don't make them here. And they're like, that's the exact thing. We gave the VIN. They're like, no, that car doesn't exist here. So getting trying to get parts for it, and the guy, and the car wasn't that old.
It was under warranty,
a year and a half old or something. Yeah.
He had to tow it back to Mexico.
He towed it back to Mexico. That's exactly what he did. It's because there's no way to get parts here. So I guess we could have gone to Mexico and got parts.
Yeah, fly me down to Cabo, dude.
I'll pick up some parts. But that same thing, if you take your American car there, they wouldn't be able to a dealer. They'd probably just tell you, you got to take the car back to the U.S. We can't work on it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I know a lot of people go down there and get body work done and stuff like that, but that's...
That's different.
That's a different thing. Yeah. It's paint and Bondo and and all that great stuff.
It's super glue.
Super glue. There you go.
Well, all right, gentlemen.
Always great to talk to you, Bodie. Have yourself a wonderful, safe weekend, my friend, and try to stay cool out there.
Oh, yeah, summer's just, I think summer's officially here now.
It is officially here, and I was looking forward to it. I'm glad.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, gentlemen, stay well, stay healthy, wealthy, and wise.
You got it. Ciao, as you say all the time, right?
All right, ciao.
Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one. All right, good stuff there. Always good, to talk to Bodie. Good stuff. All right, 1-888-344-1170, 888-344-1170. Anything? What are you doing over there, Brandon?
I am just not on my game.
My
today.
Rate.
I am.
My microphone become unplugged. Now you're putting weird commercials behind me.
I can't tell you how bad today is going so far from yesterday.
He's having a day like you had yesterday, Paul.
Yesterday.
Paul didn't have a good day yesterday at all.
I was in the tree.
I was in the tree. He's a squirrel in a tree looking for a loose nut. Anyway, all right, folks. 1-888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we'll talk to you about. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM. And here we go. Cue.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Jeez, yeah, man.
All right, here we go. Now you can cue it.
We're
ahead,
taking producer applications, folks.
I know. Sorry.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, mic's working, all plugged in.
Yep.
It was loose. I don't. Do they unplug these things and work on them or something?
I guess so. I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
this has been one of the most technical difficulty shows we've had in a while.
Are you struggling over there, my friend?
I am so struggling.
You're on the struggle bus.
I am.
The struggle bus. Well, come down out of the tree. Get out of the struggle bus.
Come down from the tree.
It's a term that we use. We have a problem with a manager freaking out or something, we call it you're up in the tree.
Okay.
Get out of the tree, man. Get down on the ground.
It's going to be okay. Come down.
I was going to say because...
And if you're really bad, then we call you a crack squirrel. I'm just kidding. I'm making this up as I go.
No, it reminds me of Dave Stahl. Every week we do like some Southern sayings, and he's a really big fan of those, like what's kicking chicken. And something about a nickel and a buffalo. That one too. So,
and a buffalo.
Yeah, yeah. You'll have to ask him.
Oh no, I know that phrase.
Oh, you know that one. Okay.
Oh yeah, that's why you can't say it on the radio.
Which what? Oh, I'm like, which one?
Which? Yeah, the one about the buffalo. Oh. Yeah, I don't know a nice way to put that Southern slang. So we're gonna leave that one alone. As we're talking today, 1-888-344-1170, anything automotive related, give us a shout. I do want to remind folks also that Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there for sure, no question about it. And number one technician recommended automotive battery worldwide. We only stock Interstate Batteries at the West Automotive Group. So if you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. Make an appointment, get in. We'll get you an Interstate installed in your vehicle. If you need a battery for any other reason, definitely check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Batteries. Battery for every need. So there you go. All good stuff.
Does the battery center, will they test batteries for people? Or no?
The one on Miramar Road, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I think both of them will.
Oh, do they?
They'll come out and, yeah. Because they got automotive batteries, too, at the thing. Now, the battery center on Miramar, they might even install a battery for you. Mm. I don't know. I don't know about the other one. And batteries are difficult to install some of these days. Yeah. So I don't know so much if they're doing that anymore or not.
Yeah, would make sense.
If you want to install, we do it all day long. Just jump on westautomotivegroup.com, get yourself an appointment, get in, and we'll get you a battery. You can also see all about us. We got a really great website. You should check it out, westautomotivegroup.com, if you haven't been there before. And you can see all about all our locations and people and stuff and find a picture of Paul. I'm just kidding. Paul's not on there. No, there's no pictures.
Not anymore.
There's no pictures of us.
There used to be.
I know. Well, changed up. They don't do that anymore to different. But there is some really nice pictures of the shops and all that. So there it's all on there for sure. Anyway, all good stuff. Let's see. Steve's got a question real quick. Let's see what he's got going on. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. I was looking at an RV and then also some diesel trucks that I call them Jake brakes, the engine brakes. Uh-huh. Do those cause overheating on the actual motor or, you know, because of the back pressure? Or how do they actually, is there a plus and minus to them? How do they work?
No, on a diesel, it doesn't overheat anything. So an exhaust gas is actually cooler than the combustion temperature of any motor. So that's why, like on a gas, even diesels, they use EGR, which is exhaust gas recirculation, which actually cools the combustion temperature, which reduces NOx, because NOx is made contaminant is made by pressure and high temperatures and pressure, high compression rates. So diesel what basically a Jake brake does, or an engine brake, same thing. It, as I'm sure you know, but it pushes exhaust gas back. It blocks it off, which slows the motor down is what happens. So, and that's also why it makes the noise it does. So, no, it is not bad for the motor, though, if that's your question.
Yeah, that's really my question. I didn't know if it caused overheating. I've never had a vehicle with it. I had a 83 Dodge van that, they had those dual wall exhaust.
Uh-huh.
And the inner wall collapsed as I was towing the vehicle up on 5 towards where 14 takes off. And if on a 3-day weekend, which I never do heavy travel on 3-day weekend after that.
Well, and that I remember that happening on those. Yes, and it was it would cause a bad drivability problem. For sure.
It was a Jake brake. No two ways about it. It just shut down the exhaust.
A permanent one. A permanent one. Yeah, they don't put... What kind of diesel trucks are you looking at?
Some of the motorhomes, the diesel pushers.
Oh, yes.
The Cummins.
Cummins Wabja. You know. I was going to say, pickup trucks don't usually have those on them ever. That's not very common. But yeah, bigger trucks like a diesel, like a Cummins diesel pusher motorhome, absolutely. And semi trucks and all that. And for people listening that don't know, when you hear, you'll also see this when traveling. You'll often see a sign that says no engine braking between these hours, because it's loud when those brake. It makes a noise. So, but it does help a heavy loaded truck slow down. So like dump trucks and semis and motorhomes, that it saves a lot of braking on the brake system as far as that goes. So, but it does make a lot of noise. So if you've never heard, I'm sure most people have heard one. You just may not know what it was, but it's an interesting sound, but it does work well on those big diesel trucks.
Well, you usually hear them just before the runaway truck lane. Like going down 5 into Bakersfield.
That is, you're exactly that there, or coming out of the high desert. You're right. Like coming down that, you can definitely hear them there, because they run them going down those hills for sure.
Go down to El Centro.
Yep. Yeah. Yes, sir. For sure. All right.
I haven't had one. There was a guy that had installed one on, I think it was like the 92, 93. One-ton Dodge Cummins 5, the 12-valve motor.
Yeah.
He had a Jake brake on it. And so, he was hauling a great big fifth wheel with it.
And it would work on that motor. That motor's, even though that motor's in a one-ton Dodge pickup truck, that was a pretty industrial motor.
Yeah.
So, we used to call them forklift motors. Well, they were in a lot of forklifts too, but they're pretty. Yeah. They're pretty strong motor. That motor was a pretty strong diesel motor for sure.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Thanks for listening. You have a wonderful, safe weekend.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Well, hopefully he finds an amazing motorhome to buy.
Yeah,
and then we can all go camping.
I never knew that's how Jake brakes work.
Oh, you didn't?
No. That was like the one.
Stick around, Paul. I'll teach you all kinds of things.
Yeah. That was the one question I didn't have the answer for.
Like, oh, so it, what happens is the Jake brake, when it closes, it's an engine brake is what it is. It backs the exhaust up, which slows the pistons down, which obviously what happens then slows the car down. Yeah. So that's why it's called engine brake.
Yeah. I like the sound. It sounds cool.
Yeah. It's got like a reed in it that let, obviously you can't back all the exhaust up, so it has to let some off, but it pressurizes it. Yeah. So, and
I've seen them aftermarket ones on like big truck, like a Duramax I saw it on, like a big one.
You can add them to them. They don't come factory on those, though. But they come factory on a lot of the big trucks, like semis and like dump trucks and stuff like that. Yeah. Yes. So those actually come factory on them. Because it when you're running down like those grades, like coming out of coming from Vegas out of the high desert there, what are those towns up there?
Baker?
No.
Other way?
Yeah, I forget. Anyway, they're the high desert towns.
Grapevine.
Well, that's too coming
Vegas,
out.
But yeah,
that same. Yeah, and then coming out of the high desert, if you're coming from Vegas, as you come down the 15. There's that, you come out of the high desert, there's a long hill down past Wildwood, and that comes, drops down into Rancho Cucamonga and all that area.
Oh, there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about now.
So, but the same thing. I mean, engine brake is very important on a heavy loaded semi to slow it down. So, yeah. Good stuff. All right, folks. So, today we were talking about vehicles and hot temper. We didn't talk a whole lot about
not
this.
Not too much.
No. Batteries is one of the things that hot temperatures, the batteries don't like that when it changes and gets really hot. So make sure you have your battery tested, which we were just talking about a minute ago. Super good. Keep your engine cool. The cooling system works, and that's what you were talking about with the AC running. The cooling system works even harder, right?
Yeah, because you hear that high-speed fan just
like a jet trying to take off. Yeah, so, but the cooling system does protect against keeps the engine cool at a temperature where we don't have a meltdown, obviously. That's why it's important to change out that coolant 3 years, 50,000 miles for even extended life. I wouldn't go past cooling system maintenance, keeping it a good thermostat when you do that. Good stuff like that will keep that system in good order, and you don't have problems when it's hot out, right?
Yeah.
We don't want problems when it's hot out. Nobody likes sweating standing next side of the road. Avoid excessive heat where the rubber meets the road. Underinflated tires overheat. So that's really hard on them. Have you dismounted a tire that's been run low consistently before? Or seen one dismounted?
I've seen one, yeah.
There's piles of rubber inside of it. And that's from the sidewall of the tire deteriorating from running low on air. So you keep your tires somebody called on this not long ago the other day and asked about the right pressure. Well, the right pressure is on your door jamb for that vehicle. I run mine a little higher. Mine is 35. I run at 40. I just like, which is fine. So I like the way the truck, and you get better gas mileage. Yeah. So as far as that goes. But, just depends on what you like. But don't run them low. 85, right here is an interesting fact, though. 85% of motorists do not know how to properly inflate their tires. That's what we're for. That's why you bring your car in every 5,000 miles and have it serviced. We'll inflate your tires for you. Tires should be checked when you haven't driven the car for quite a while, too.
Or your little light turns on.
Yeah, definitely do it then. Yeah, we got helpers now.
Yeah, we have helpers.
Yeah. Make sure all your fluids are good. Oil stays full, like we said. Don't drive around with your engine burning all the oil out. Terrible idea. Check it regularly. Keep that AC system working. That'll keep your passengers super happy, right? Yeah. So those are just some of the things. We're kind of the highlights there. We're getting some extreme heat right now, and even out through the Midwest, I was watching, man, they're really warm. So my dad was saying that it's super hot there today. So try to stay cool, keep your car cool, it'll keep you cool, and then even Brendan can stay cool.
Does your Mustang have AC?
Nope, too old. No,
or
it could have.
Yeah,
it was available. Yeah. You had to order as an option.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So back then. Now every car comes with air conditioning. It's just that I don't even think you can order one without AC.
Those old school compressors are funny looking.
Yeah.
Just giant.
Oh, humongous. Yeah. Well, everything back then. Shoot. A few years before, the Mustang 67 has an alternator, right? A few years before, though, it was a generator, the big long black charging system.
Oh, I don't think
it was called a generator.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they didn't use an alternator. Mm. Used a generator with it, which was DC, big thing.
Huh.
That's how they charged the battery. Yeah. So it was all good stuff.
Still pulley driven?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, San Diego and everybody else out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. We do appreciate you joining us all the time. Everybody try to stay cool this weekend, but get out and have a good time. Looks like summer is finally here. Till next week, we will be back live next Saturday. We'll see you then. Take care, folks.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.